Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of YouTube, Pastor Thal here. Just like I told you, we're at war, but not, this is not the war I'm talking about. What's important for us to know, because I'm a veteran, of the United States Army, and I can pretty much, not because I'm a veteran, that I have all this knowledge and wisdom, I can only tell you what I would do. Because I can also tell you what our government is not going to do. But first, let's get into the news here for a second. So, the United States of America has been pounding Yemen, and rightfully so, because the Houthis just simply will not stop. And they simply will not stop. They're launching ballistic missiles into Israel. You're poking the bear. The Gaza Strip is just being bombed left and right, and they're retaliating. The Ben-Gurion airport over there has already been bombed. War is imminent in that place. We are going to war with Iran. Now, you have to understand something. The United States Congress has not declared war in a long, 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 long time. And this little thing that we went, this little rendezvous we went on in Afghanistan and all around this world and stuff like it, the Congress never declared war. I don't know what's going on nowadays that Congress doesn't declare war, but the president says, okay, we're going to rain down hell, we're going to rain down fire, we're going to shoot you, we're going to get you, all this other stuff, right? Okay, we get that. A lot of people in this world are not taking Trump seriously because they say, okay, he's just a deal maker, not that he's going to do anything. He likes running on a record where there wasn't any war, we could have prevented the war. And so many people thinking that he wants to continue to keep his record untarnished and unstained by saying, you know, we are just a peaceful nation and stuff, and all these threats that he's making is just to get people at the table to make deals. Well, they're also finding out that, okay, yeah, I would love to make deals, but don't take advantage of my kindness. Even though I'm trying to make deals and stuff, I will still bomb your country. I will still bomb your infrastructure. I will bomb your supply lines. Well, and we've done that. We've taken out a lot of infrastructure of the Houthis. What makes it even more intense is that you have the U.S. Truman that's sitting there over there right now, right off the coast of Yemen, and the Houthis decided they were going to sit there and actually shoot at the ship again, which is just not intelligent. And all his fleet is there, too. The USS Truman and its fleet is all there. So now you know what America's done? Now they're taking another destroyer from the China Sea and bringing it over here into the quote-unquote Middle East. In other words, it's escalating. Now, we understand all that. We comprehend all that. We get all that. But what's really the issue far as us go? Because we're concerned about us. America, you've got to comprehend and understand that when you live over here in this country, they act like that they care about you. They don't care about you. There's two different classes, or really three different classes of people that's here in America. You have those who run the government, then you have the rich, and then you have the middle class is almost decimated, and the poor. They won't try to say the middle class. And the majority of the soldiers, or the majority of the people who are going to be fighting this war is coming from the poor and the middle class. Very, very few people come from the ranks of the rich concerning this country to fight in these skirmishes and these wars. Y'all need to comprehend that. And while they deceiving everybody going around saying, you know, I'm proud to be an American, or thank you for your service to our country, they would not dare send their sons or their daughters, the rich, to war. You may get one out of a million. They may go. That's a fact. But what people need to understand is just like you can tell what America is and what it's all about. For instance, look what happened in California. It burns up every year. Look what happened in North Carolina. So instead of sending $380 billion to almost $500 billion to fight this war in Ukraine, a country that literally don't give a damn about us, why not put that into the infrastructure and invest it into the American families that are here in this country today? Why not just do that? Why not rebuild all these places that they say FEMA is bankrupt, that don't have any money and all this stuff? Why not just equally, if not greater, if America is first, why not just put it all into the rebuilding of our country? Well, no, they won't go put it out. They're going to tell you, well, we're doing it for the national defense thing. No, okay, listen. Believe whatever you want, all right? What I'm trying to tell you is that when we start these wars and these skirmishes, I know what everybody's waiting for, the gas prices to come down. It costs money to make Tomahawk missiles and javelins and have a defense system and $100 million drones. And matter of fact, the Houthis and all them are claiming that they shot down another $100 million drone. And that ain't chicken feed when you're talking about drones that cost that much money. And all, in case you don't know, also, they also have drones that are watching us here in America, all over the place. We're being surveillance like never before. I'm not trying to paint some type of gloom and doom thing. I'm just trying to get you to see. It's the same way you go into these court systems. They have a whole total different language. You don't know what the hell is going on unless you learned common law, common language, the common tongue. Unless you understand and comprehend and spend time to immerse yourself in how they're doing this, every single time you go in these court systems, you're going to feel like you're raped. I mean, you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you this, give an example. When you go out to get a traffic ticket, they're not going to tell you when you come into this court system and stuff that that's a criminal offense. Mind you, no one's injured, no one hurt, but they're not going to disclose to you that a speeding ticket is a criminal offense. They're not going to tell you that. You got to go through the gauntlet and learn the hard way before you can actually get it. Well, you can get a lot of stuff dismissed without prejudice. You literally can. But again, are you willing to take the painstaking task to go through this and learn? Most Americans not. They would rather just go ahead and pay the money, get it over with, rather than enduring a grueling 6 to 8 months. Coming before them playing mental gymnastics, because they got time for that. That's what they do every single day. Revenue extractors for the county. In other words, America, wake up. Everything that goes on with you is all about extracting revenue from you. That's all they are. And justice is how much money we can get out of the American people. Let's go back to it again. What you need to do, what Pastor Dow is suggesting, is that in this time when we see things escalating, you need to start doubling down on your expenditures. You should start stacking up and stocking up on necessities. You should spend a hell of a lot less and don't even think about spending anything in great as excess until you see that we're clear of all this bombing, because as that old song go, bomb, 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 Iran, it's coming. So when all this money is going out militarily, that means prices of goods and services are going to continue to keep escalating. Listen to Pastor Dow. Listen to me. Grow a garden. Learn how to can. Remember, the people in the Great Depression that were poor, they didn't even know it was a depression. It was only the people who lived in cities that depended on the trucks running to the cities, depended upon them, called a supply line, to supply products, goods, and services to the stores that suffered. They were the ones in the food lines, government cheese lines, government milk, government crackers, and don't let that be you. Be smart and prepare. And don't wait for the day of calamity and the day of catastrophe to come before you decide to put a defibrillator on your mind and listen, because it's too late then. Do it now while it's easy. Stock up canned goods. Do it every day. Go to the co-op. Buy you a 50-pound bag of cracked corn. What you gonna do that for? Believe me, you'll eat it too. If it ever gets that bad, you will eat it, I promise you. Because it's the same corn that's in your cans at stores. You will eat it. I'm just trying my best. Now, that's going all the way to the extreme, but it doesn't hurt to be prepared. It just simply does not. I cannot stress to you enough that when natural disaster or calamity come your way, the government ain't coming. It ain't coming. You are the government, so learn how to govern yourself and your family so that you're not in a position to where you're in need or in want. And you got people out here that have a mindset that they believe what you have, it belongs to them because you have a benevolent and good heart. You need to check your heart because your heart is wicked. You cannot set up and stock up for you and your neighbors and your kinfolks. It is the heightened sense of selfishness for someone to expect to come and eat up all this stored goods that you prepared for and they didn't do anything. And you told them and they expect that whenever calamity or natural disaster to hit, that they supposed to be able to come over and just be able to suck all your resources dry and then say kumbaya and thank you. No, that is selfishness. And since they didn't prepare, then guess what? It's the same way with the parable in the book. You had five wise virgins and five foolish. The wise said, no, we're not giving it to you. We're not giving no oil in our lamps to you. You know where to go. You know where to buy. That's what you need to learn, how to change your mind and tell people who are ignorant, who are full of rejection, who are always debunking you as some type of fanatic, conspiracy theorist, or cult leader, or cult, or you're in a cult, or whatever these disparaging things are. Listen to me. And then this one, limit your circle and your relationships to people who are not serious. Start dissipating them and disbanding them, because it's going to get real ugly. Whenever they know you got something, now you got to learn how to defend it. Now you need weapons and firearms training. You're going to need this. You're going to need this. You should already be ready for this. You should already be ready for this. But most people, again, they're passive. And we live in a very passive generation. And the spirit of passivity has taken over a lot of people. This assumption and this assuming is going to be a downfall. You better get ready for war.